The Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us on the news, the headlines. Nalumango receives a rousing welcome in Mongo. Kasuna encourages women to contest male-dominated constituencies. And Boys to Men annual conference successfully held. In international news, coordinated attacks rock Mali, injure 16 across multiple cities. And in sports, 2026 Absa Cup, its Power Dynamos and Red Arrows in the final. With the news in detail, my name is Kondwani Maplanga. Republican Vice President Mutale Nalumango met with a thunderous reception upon her arrival in Mongo, where hundreds of jubilant residents gathered at the airport. The crowd, dressed in United Party for National Development UPND colors, sang party songs and expressed strong support for the party's leadership ahead of the forthcoming elections. Western Province UPND Chairman, who also serves as Provincial Minister Kapelo Ambangweta, assured the Vice President of overwhelming support for President Haga Indejilema and the UPND in the region. Meanwhile, speaking shortly after her arrival, Ms. Nalumango expressed gratitude for the warm reception and thanked the people of Western Province and the nation at large for their continued support. She also extended appreciation to President Haga Indejilema for reappointing her as UPND Vice President following the recent intra-party elections. The Vice President reaffirmed government's commitment to delivering on its promises, stating that significant progress has already been made and that more development is expected through the decentralization agenda aimed at benefiting all 10 provinces.
The promises that were made by this party are being fulfilled, some completely. Then somebody comes to tell you that they have done nothing. Can you agree?
Minister of Justice Princess Kasune has encouraged women to contest male-dominated constituencies rather than challenging those fellow women. Ms. Kasune, who is also Kembe Member of Parliament, clarified her statement of not wanting female candidates to challenge her constituency, saying the statement was meant to push women to aspire for seats typically held by men and boost women's participation in politics. The minister questioned why women challenge each other instead of going for male-dominated seats. She emphasized that competing for male-held seats will encourage better competition and help achieve the goal of increasing women in parliament beyond policy commitments. The Kembe lawmaker added that the strategy could increase women's representation in leadership. The Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, is calling for a thorough and transparent investigation into challenges at Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA. MQHZ Director General Quincy Mwabu has noted that the current measures are not enough, expecting law enforcement agencies such as the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, and Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, to act swiftly. Dr. Mwabu advocated for strengthened oversight and a public dashboard for real-time tracking of medicine availability. He demanded for publication of key information to restore public trust, current national status of essential medicine stocks, ongoing procurement processes, and measures to prevent disruptions. He stressed that pushing for lasting reforms will enable Zambians to have full visibility over a system that directly affects their lives.
As MQHZ welcomes the government's recruitment of over 3,000 health workers for 2025, this is an important step towards tackling the shortage of health personnel, especially in rural communities. And since 2022, over 21,000 health workers have been brought on board, showing a strong commitment to strengthen our healthcare system. At the same time, we are concerned that some health workers continue abandoning rural postings through marriages of convenience and other excuses. This is a serious breach of professional duty and leaves vulnerable communities without the care they urgently need. We call on all health workers to serve with integrity and honor their responsibilities.
Now, residents of Garden Compound in Lusaka have expressed concern over the ongoing land allocation on the Lusaka water and sewerage land around the Garden sewerage ponds. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Hezron Banda has questioned the legality of the plots being allocated because the land in question was not advertised anywhere, but some people have purchased and construction has commenced on the said land. Mr. Banda said there is need for proper communication from the relevant authorities, such as the Ministry of Lands and the Minister of Water Development, in regards to the land in question, because as it stands, residents are left to speculate on the legality of the land sale. Meanwhile, Axon Sonda has expressed interest in the land in question, as he would also want to own a plot on the same land, but does not have information on who is selling the plot and the channels to follow. Still in local stories, the Zambia Federation of Disability Organizations has called on other government ministries to emulate the Ministry of Education for its inclusive approach in the 2025 teacher recruitment exercise, particularly the implementation of the 10% quota for persons with disabilities. The move is in line with government's broader inclusivity agenda, which reserves 10% of positions for persons with disabilities in the ongoing recruitment of teachers. Speaking to One Love Radio News, ZAFO Director Justin Bakali says the Ministry of Education is going beyond the 10% threshold, demonstrating a strong commitment to inclusion. Bakali expressed hope that the ministry will continue to accommodate the growing number of qualified persons with disabilities applying for teaching positions. He also commended the ministry for reserving the 10% quota in the 2025 recruitment exercise, describing it as a progressive step toward equal opportunity in the education sector. Dr. Rosia Siatwambo Foundation, DRSF, has held the Boys to Men annual conference under the theme Empowered Today for a Stronger Tomorrow. Speaking at the conference, Zambia National Service Commander Lieutenant General Engineer Maliti Solochi says the theme of the conference is a call to action, as it reminds the nation that today's interventions, mentorship and guidance will shape the leaders, fathers and role models of tomorrow. Mr. Solochi says the DRSF, through initiatives such as the Man by Nature Academy, has shown an unwavering commitment to equipping boys and men with the skills, character and resilience necessary to succeed in society. He says the Zambia National Service mandate resonates strongly with the mission of DRSF, and the service has recognized the discipline, structured training, leadership development and service to the nation are critical in nurturing individuals who are prepared to take on both personal and national responsibilities.
As the National Service, our mandate surely